Well, school is back in session, and actually District 205, the kids started today, and some of the other schools have been in a little bit longer, including United District 304 started, the 16th you said the kids got in there?
Kids came the
18th, and the teachers were on the 16th. Jeff Witsit is the superintendent of United District 304, joins us here this morning. Jeff, good morning. How you doing today?
I'm good. Great day out.
Yeah, oh, beautiful. And, you know, it's always, and we were just kind of talking about this off the air, that with whatever's going on here in the state of Illinois, things can always be worse. And that's something that kind of hit close to home with you and some other people here in Galesburg with that school shooting that happened in North Carolina yesterday.
Exactly. And actually, I texted it out to some of the other soups about, you know, as tough as some of the things we're dealing with are right now, there's always someone dealing with the worst, and there's a superintendent in North Carolina right now dealing with that. And just so happened my nephew is a student at that high school, and so I was pretty glued to what was going on over there all afternoon, and a lot of contact with my family throughout the day, and thankfully everything's okay, and he's home and safe, and everybody seems to be adjusting all right. But like you said, perspective is huge, and sometimes our issues at the time seem awfully bad, but you don't have to look too far to see how bad things could be.
Absolutely. And just for people who don't know, Jason Shea, who of course we've had on the air many times, and Jason's your brother-in-law.
Yeah, yeah.
And they just moved to North Carolina. Of course, he got the job as an assistant at Wake Forest. So there, this is, you know, her first time in the school.
Yeah, Joa's a sophomore at Mount Tabor High School, and he's been there. I think this was their second week of school. So
yeah, that's right. The daughter's in college now, right?
Yeah,
that's right. Yep. I forgot. Yeah. So, but yeah, again, things could be much worse, and so
right.
But well, let's talk United District 304. You've been back now in for a little more than a week, couple weeks now. Talk about the start and how things are going, how kids and teachers are handling. I guess it's kind of the new normal. What's not a whole lot different than the way you ended the year last year. Maybe a little bit more open than it had.
Yeah,
been.
Yeah. I think there's a sense that it feels more open. And honestly, we were one of the districts out of the gate that bucked the governor's mandate. We were mask optional for 2 weeks, which. You know, and it went really well. We're very thankful things didn't blow up on us, and it went well. But we started to see some kinks in our armor and some things that were going to ultimately hurt our kids as time went on, just some of the things that were as a result of us being mask optional. So our board, we had a special meeting last week, and our board kind of reversed course, and we're back, and we're honoring the governor's mandate. That's gone extremely well. So this is our first full week of being masked. But again, it's gone extremely well. The kids, you know, people say it all the time. Kids adapt pretty easily, and they really have. They do well. It's nothing that we want to do, but if that's what it takes to be in school and participate and do all the things we like to do, that's what we'll do for a while. We're trying to focus on the end game here. What's it going to take to get us on the other side of this?
And absolutely, and part of it to do that, just even for kids to be able to participate in IHSA sanctioned extracurricular activities, for kids to be able to graduate, for your school to be considered legitimate. You knew even going in that eventually you would probably have to.
Yeah, I think everybody knew that. I think our board never really had any intentions of us losing any of that. I do think the timeline maybe escaped some of them, as you know, you see that there's a 60-day window of probation, but you know, seating meetings are coming up for all your IESA and IHSA sports. Well, that's going to exclude you if you're on probation at that point. We had kids talking to colleges about application processes, and, you know, not that they were denying them at this point, but the, you know, the answers that kids were getting were not answers they liked hearing. So, caused a lot of trepidation there. And, so we had to take all that into consideration. And, I'm a big picture end game guy, and the end result of us being mask optional was only going to hurt our kids and probably not gain anything statewide. So When it comes down to it, you got to do what's right that way.
Absolutely. Jeff Witsit, United District 304 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. Let's talk about some of the good things going on in the school. Let's start. What's the current enrollment?
Enrollment's up a little bit. We're pushing 980 district-wide. Our high school's back over 270. Graduated a small class, and we've got – so we're such an enigma sometimes. I think we've got a freshman group of 97 and a senior group of 53.
Wow.
So you just see crazy things like that. Our the two smallest classes we have in the district, and this changes year to year a little bit, but our two smallest classes in the district are our juniors and our seniors right now too. So in a couple of years, I would expect us to be back in that 290, 300 range where we range from that 260 to 300 pretty consistently. So our elementary numbers are real constant. We're in that 65-70 range for every class. And very, very consistent. We actually opened an additional pre-K classroom this year because our need was so great. So, and we still have a waiting list when it's all said and done. So, enrollment's positive.
Well, I guess the good news with that, even if you expect to go up over the next few years, that it's not like your classrooms are going to be overcrowded. You're used to having that size and that many kids in a class, so you still have decent individual class sizes.
Yeah. We, 300 is not a stretch for us. We've been as high as 320 before, so I don't know that I foresee that coming down the pike, but you never know. I mean, things... the trends change, and if we could get back, out of the masking and out of the COVID mitigation stuff, who knows what happens. Our numbers are good, but we have lost kids over the year, last couple years too, to Burlington, Notre Dame, and some places that, where the issue of freedom is a little different.
Yeah, absolutely. Jeff Witsit, he is United District 304 Superintendent. Let's talk about some of the other good things going on. Any, as far as curriculum, anything pretty much the same coming from last year? I know it's a little bit better situation this year with learning for the kids, that at least for now, and you hope to stay in class. So that's obviously better.
Yeah, our focus last summer was so intent on remote learning because the unknown was so crazy. So we didn't add a lot of things. We didn't open up a lot of things or make changes with everything else going on. So being able to focus this summer and this fall going in on being in person and getting back to routine, that's huge. Obviously, we're studying some learning gaps and some things like that. As of yesterday, we just signed on for a youth mental health program. We're going to put a lot of focus on our kids and their mental health. I'm hopeful, and I honestly watch our kids and I talk to our kids. I don't think we're going to have a huge, issue there, but a lot of those things are underground. So the program we got should help us grab some data points and put some stuff together for that. So
talk about financially how you're doing. Obviously, some of the suburban districts, whether it's Kenilworth or whatever, some northern or some of the other suburbs, don't really have to worry about things financially based on their tax base. But sometimes for rural districts like yours, that's maybe even a little bit more of an advantage with a lot of farmland.
Yeah, there's no doubt. We're in a pretty good spot financially. Other than we are a little late. Our property tax bills in Warren County are coming out late. There's been some glitches, and I'm not here to throw blame on that, but it's a fact, and it's something we are dealing with. And so our cash flow is a little different timeline wise, but for the most part, we're in a good situation financially. The state, the evidence-based funding really has, I'd love to get more money out of the state if I could, obviously, but the consistency at least has been nice to get it in a consistent nature. So we're in a pretty good spot. We do have a bond issue that's about 3 years old that we're still spending off for some life safety projects. We had a ton of construction projects going on again this summer. So we're winding that down and getting back to square budgets that look normal.
Well, that money from the state, again, comes back to the mask mandate. even if you're a district doing well, you cannot afford not to have that state funding. And that's another thing that, that happens eventually. If you don't follow that mandate, you lose your funding.
Yeah, yeah. And I do think that would have been down the line. We weren't going to see that this week or next. But ultimately, you press that issue, and those are the things that happen. And our federal money comes through the state, too. So that was going to be on the block as well. So, yeah, it's nice to not have to worry about that end of things.
Yeah, talk a little bit about your construction projects and what happened over the summer that they.
Yeah, we're fortunate, and I don't know how many districts are in this boat. I guess right now we are almost 100% air conditioned. Now we've over the last 3 years we've completed an entire HVAC renovation district wide. This past summer we finished off our high school, so we've had no early dismissals or anything like that for heat. Our buildings are extremely comfortable. Which with masks, I think that's a huge thing too, yeah. to not have kids sitting there melting with a mask on as well. So being able to get that HVAC done and have a, ventilation's big with everything that's going on, but the AC is obviously the last couple weeks been a blessing too.
So, I was going to say, you would have had a first couple weeks of school where you probably would have been getting out at 1 o'clock or
yeah,
so.
Yeah, it's funny. We were a week and a half in and someone asked me about early outs, and I said, man, I haven't even thought about that this year. It's wild.
Because I'm comfortable, right?
Right. Yeah, and I've heard no complaints about the heat this year. So it's, buses get a little warm at that afternoon route, but, that's the burden we pay there a little bit. So this morning, exciting, we've completed the surfacing of our all-weather track. They're out there this morning painting the lines on it and exchange zones, and it should be done by tomorrow. So that's been a fun project, and that's a combination of a lot of things. We had a great fundraising group get ahead of that one and help us out with that. So that'll be a nice addition to our facilities and our athletic facilities and our PE facilities. So
yeah, that's a great thing. And there's not a lot of most of the big schools have them. Not a lot of small schools have them.
Yeah.
Especially in this area.
Starting to see a little more of an uptick with it. But, we're excited. And my thing has always been, we've just struggled with the old cinder, and they're hard to take care of. And it just even a great practice facility is hard to come by. So, PE, when the heavy dews in the fall here and things like that, it's really hard to get your kids outside. And even as much as you'd like them to be outside, it's hard to do when things aren't in good condition. And this is a game changer for our PE department and our track program.
Yeah, it gives you an opportunity to host a track sectional as well on both boys and girls.
Yeah. Yep, well, we're excited. We've got an 8-lane track. We resurfaced our high jump, and we actually put in 2 new long jump pits so we can run 2 long jumps at the same time. So, yeah, we're right on the verge of a pretty state-of-the-art facility.
What's next, sport turf?
I don't know. I see they're turning down districts trying to use their COVID money for that.
Okay. Jeff Whitson, United District 304 superintendent, joining us here this morning. United been in for a couple weeks now. It sounds like things are going well. Anything else that's happened over the summer or since the start of the year, or what something maybe you're looking forward to within this school year?
Yeah, we got to focus our junior high. You go back to curriculum. We're really focusing on the standards based grading thing. We've been doing a study here for the last couple of years, and we really are disheartened by the fact that people chase grades, they chase rankings, and they chase things, and we lose sight of the fact that the ultimate goal is to learn something. And so we're really trying to turn around and focus our feedback to parents and students on what are the skills and what is it you need to improve on and those kind of things, as opposed to, hey, here's a C because you're doing okay, and hey, here's an A because we think you're doing pretty good, and trying to subjectively figure out what those letters really mean. So really turning and trying to make a focus on that. We're heavy into it at the elementary level. We're going to pilot a couple groups in the junior high this year. So heavy focus. It's going to take a paradigm shift among people, though, to realize that, hey, it's not all about GPAs and class ranks anymore. It's kind of about where do I stand? What am I capable of doing?
With that being said, there's I won't say a shift, but a lot of talk. There are obviously we're finding college is not for everybody. Big push for people getting into to trade schools, tech schools, things like that. Are you seeing more in that? Those that want to go to college, they're still going, but seeing those like, you know what, that's not for me. I would like to go into the trades or whatever the case
may
be.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think we're definitely on board with that. I think that's an important piece of our programming is to try and find those avenues for some folks. I think our internal vocational departments do a great job of trying to expose our kids to all those opportunities. I've said on this radio before that we don't take as advantage of the Galesburg Vocational Center like we should, but I'd love to see us work that out and get some more kids involved in that. We do have a handful coming this year, but I really think we miss some kids when we don't get them to commit to that. So, yeah, the trades, we've seen pretty much in the 18 years I've been doing this, I think we've seen pretty much a flip. You know, when we started, 70% of our kids were going to four-year schools and 30% were doing the trades or going to work. And that's pretty much a flip. I think 70% of our kids are going trades or junior college at least, community college. And about 30% are actually taking off and going to the 44 years.
I suppose you're even seeing some kids. It's like, yeah, this kid would do fine at college, but they're seeing the opportunities on the other side. I mean, because there's some really, really great paying jobs in the trades too.
Absolutely. You know, and I think our counselors and our teachers do a great job of explaining to kids, you know, the college is not the end all, you know, and there's great places to work. There's great careers that don't involve, you know, 4 and 6 years of college if you don't want to. But and we've seen it's, you know, we had a project going on at the school yesterday, and we had a plumbing outfit out, and it was three of our former grads, you know, doing it, and they're living a good life, and they're great kids, and it's always great to see them. And I would trust them with anything plumbing wise you could ever possibly do. So. Fun to see them be successful and moving on.
Absolutely. Jeff Whitsett, he is United District 304 superintendent, joining us here this morning. Jeff, anything else you'd like to add about District 304?
Nothing big, I guess. We're obviously off on Monday for the Labor Day holiday, so that's our first kind of day off. But, yeah, we're up and running and glad to be.
Absolutely. Jeff, thanks. Always appreciate your time.
I appreciate it.